It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend with Pause and Listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Cora Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Really excited to welcome everybody to Pause and Listen here on Saturday afternoon. We're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 on Northwest News Radio, Channel 1000, and really welcome you to ask any questions about your pets. We're here to help educate, and I'm a veterinarian. I've been a veterinarian now for a few decades, hard to believe, and I own a group of veterinary hospitals here in the greater Seattle area called Cara Veterinary, and we have locations up in Bellingham, down in Bremerton, and then quite a few in King County, and we're just enjoying taking care of those family members, those four-legged family members. And I'm really excited today to have a very special guest with me. So, Jenna, thanks for joining.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so I met Jenna, maybe 3 or 4 months ago now? Maybe it's been 6 months.
Yeah.
And excited to hear about you. But Jenna works for a company that does something that's relatively new in the veterinary space is... how do we know more about our pets, particularly with our dogs? How do we know more about them to help guide their care, to help anticipate what's going to happen? And what we're talking about is DNA testing. So before we jump into DNA, Jenna, tell us a little bit about your background and how your journey into this amazing profession.
Sure. So I am also a veterinarian. And so I graduated from Kansas State back in 2014. And after that, I actually chose to do a small animal rotating internship in the Denver area, and then went on to complete a comparative theriogenology residency at Cornell. And that word theriogenology is just a fancy word for animal reproduction. So I finished up that residency in 2017 and then became a diplomate of the American College of Theriogenologists, so a specialist in animal reproduction that same year. And then after that, I actually returned to the same clinic where I did that internship to practice small animal theriogenology or reproduction and general practice for 4 years before I became a veterinary geneticist with Embark. And really, I decided to make that switch because I felt like I had more opportunity to help pets in this role. Like, as a practicing veterinarian, I can only see the number of patients that I can see in one day. But a role like this really felt like I would have broader reach.
That's great. Before we dive into Embark and what all you're doing as a geneticist in the veterinary field, maybe a little bit on as a theriogenologist. That's a mouthful that I always struggle with a little bit. I'm assuming you worked with all species, is that correct?
Yes, so my residency was comparative, so all species. It shook out to be maybe 60% or so canine, about 30% equine, and 10% other. So that could be any farm animal, any exotic species. We saw all of them.
I know amongst a lot of my family and friends, they were always amazed as a veterinarian. We work on, in school, we in a residency and internship, you often work on all different species. So especially in the reproductive area, that's fascinating because the dramatic differences between the species on how, the ovaries work and their heat cycles and, gestational periods and dramatic differences on there between species. So really an interesting rotation.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us a little bit about Embark and the company that you work for and, how long has it been going and what exactly does Embark do?
Sure. So we are a Boston-based company that was founded by dog-loving scientists and veterinarians, of course. And really, we focus on only one thing, and that's canine health. So our founders, Ryan and Dr. Adam Boyko, actually spent a lot of years doing research, traveling the world, swabbing dogs in really remote areas of Europe, Asia, South America. They went all over the world to try to get some genetic information on all of these populations of dogs. But they really felt like there was more that they could do to support all dogs. So they actually launched Embark back in 2015 with the mission of improving the lives of all dogs through science and technology. So this is why Embark is the only canine genetics company that is using a research-grade DNA genotyping platform. So that was actually developed by industry leading scientists over at Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine. So that not only means that we can give you the most accurate results, but it also gives us the greatest potential to make future genetic discoveries.
Fascinating. So I guess, first of all, are you worldwide still? Do you do DNA testing from dogs all over the world?
So we can do DNA testing from dogs all over the world. It is a little bit more complicated to get our swabs back to us because we do send them with prepaid USPS mailers.
Okay.
But certainly anyone throughout the world is welcome to submit DNA samples.
And I know we'll dive into this a lot further, but I think thinking this through, I think in the last 5-6 years in the human world, there's been a lot with Ancestry.com and people trying to figure out what percentage Irish am I and all those sorts of things. And I think it's powerful when you said improving the lives of pets, because yes, there's a fun element, which we'll get into, of like, oh, my 100-pound dog is partly Cocker Spaniel or things like that, that are fascinating to learn. But what I really want to dive into is the impact that has, not only for me as a veterinarian who's helping manage the care and health of these pets through their lifetime, but also for the owner to do that. And so it's great to hear the basics of the origin of Embark around that health of their pets. So how many people work for Embark now? How big a company is this?
So we've got about 150 or so employees, and we are based in Boston, but there are a lot of employees who work remotely as well. So, for example, I'm based in Denver, Colorado, and do work remotely for them.
Okay, that's great. So let's start off with like the basics. Like, how do you get the DNA test? Is this a blood draw, or what happens? How do I collect this DNA?
Yeah, actually, it's really, really easy to collect the DNA sample. So it's just a really simple cheek swab, and it's a soft swab. There are some companies that have like a bristly swab that is a little bit more uncomfortable for the dog, but the one that we use is nice and soft, so they usually tolerate it just fine. So essentially how it would work is you would either run the test through participating veterinarians or order it directly from us. We would send you that swab along with instructions on how to collect the sample. We say, ideally, been 30 minutes since the pet last ate before you take that sample. Really, probably like a few dry treats are probably okay. But if you have fed something that's like peanut butter or squeezed cheese or something that's going to like coat that swab, we recommend waiting at least 30 minutes past that point. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we recommend swabbing for 30 to 60 seconds. And we do have video demonstrations of how to do this on our website. So just putting that swab into the cheek pouch and kind of swirling it around for as long as you can, 30 to 60 seconds. Even if you don't have a dog that will tolerate that for 30 to 60 seconds, if you pull that swab out and it's glistening with saliva, we probably have enough DNA on that sample to go ahead and run it for you. And if we ever can't read a swab for whatever reason, we'll go ahead and send you a replacement at no charge. So once you take that sample, you're going to flip the swab over, put it in that stabilizer fluid and shake it a couple times. And we've got full instructions on how to do that. Pop it back in the prepaid USPS mailer, and then you'll have those results back in about 3 to 4 weeks.
That's wonderful. And I have a few specific questions, some challenges that I've always wondered about when we get back from break. Yeah. We're going to jump to break here now. And this is Peter Brown with Pause and Listen.
Northwest traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
On 405 northbound at State Route 181 and West Valley Highway, and earlier collisions continuing to block the carpool lane. We're seeing stop-and-go traffic from around I-5. Minor delays there. Seeing some growing delays on 405 northbound just south of 44th Street in Newcastle. A collision there blocking the two left lanes. Things currently stop-and-go from State Route 169. Delays just over 30 minutes there. Took Willett to Bellevue northbound, taking around 45 minutes. Around 45 minutes as well to go northbound on State Route 167 from Sumner to Renton. We're seeing delays beginning at 405 and extending down just south of 180th Street. Time now for our weather, sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services. Today, we're going to have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, staying mostly cloudy throughout the day, highs near 61 degrees until tonight, when that chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to stick around, lows of around 50 degrees, chance of wind up to 15 miles an hour tonight until Sunday, when that chance of rain going to stick around, highs near 57 degrees. Our next Northwest traffic at 224, I'm Sam Rongvi.
Maya Heights, giving you a moment to dream. Maya Heights. Consider an escape today at mayaheights.com. Fly direct from Seattle to Belize and discover an oasis of natural beauty. See the coast from your private mountain cabin, just minutes away from swimming, dining, hiking, and more. Experience their true farm-to-table restaurant, where each meal is harvested from their 1,000-acre farm, owned by Flower World. Explore all the wonder Belize has to offer, or simply relax and soak in the day. Maya Heights Resort, part of Flower World, a world of adventure and a whole lot more. Book now, mayaheights.com.
In medicine, a second opinion might save your life. With investing, a second opinion might save your future. The trick is getting one without a high-pressure sales pitch. Well, I'm Don McDonald, and if you've been listening to Talking Real Money, you know that our goal is to help everyone create a brighter future by investing and managing money better. That's why, in addition to helping everyone on our show and podcast, we are also committed to making our 100% fiduciary advisors at Appella available to help everyone make the best financial decisions based on science. So if you're being pitched a financial product or a system, make sure you get a second opinion with no cost, no obligation, and no annoying sales pitch by going to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004. That's 800-386-3004 or TalkingRealMoney.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown. I'm your host here every Saturday from 2 to 3 on Northwest News Radio. And really happy today to have a guest with us from Embark. A lot of people know is the dog DNA company out there. And Jenna is also a fellow veterinarian, a colleague of mine, and what works for Embark. And so is really the expert, one of the, you know, experts in the country on genetics and what the value of the DNA is. And right before we went to break, we were talking about the simplicity of getting a sample. One question that came up to me as she was talking is, have you ever had issues where the dog actually like bites the swab?
Yeah, so we have had a few dogs destroy swabs.
Okay.
In the process of collecting it. So that would fall under that. If we can't read a swab for any reason, we'll send you a replacement.
Okay.
So don't stress too much.
That's great. And I could tell from I think the first DNA swab I did was probably 5 or 6 years ago, because it's a, you know, relatively new thing out there, and it's really pretty easy. So do not be scared of the difficulty of getting a sample. I've never run into a situation where it was actually hard. So I'm sure you've swabbed a lot more dogs than I have, but in general, it's pretty simple. And so to get the test kit, you'd mentioned earlier, you can work with your local veterinarian. Like all of our Cara hospitals, we have DNA samples available for purchase, and you can purchase them. And certainly any of our doctors or technicians can help get the sample if it is something you're nervous about, for that too. You can also go directly to Embark website and order them. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep, that's correct.
And what is that website, Jenna?
That website is embarkvet.com.
Okay, perfect. And then they order that. They do the swab. You said the mailer's included with that, correct? Mm-hmm. Great. And then mail it back. So what happens then? What is the time frame? Do I get an answer the next day? Or when do I hear the results?
I wish you could get an answer the next day.
Me
maybe
too.
Someday, yeah. But... Yeah. The technology is not quite there yet. So it takes about 3 to 4 weeks or so before we get our results back. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because there are several steps in the DNA processing process that sample needs to go through. So essentially, just very briefly, how this works, and we do have a video that goes over this on our website as well, if people are interested in getting a visual. But we'll take that DNA sample, make a bunch of copies of it, so DNA amplification. We're going to unzip it, wash it over our testing platform, which is a microarray. That platform is going to have little beads on it called probes that have little segments of DNA that are designed to match to the patient's sample of DNA. So our testing platform tests over 230,000 different probes. So that is over double the number as our nearest competitor. And those probes could be relevant to breed ancestry, health conditions, physical traits, or they might just be pointed at areas of interest within that canine genome. So once the binding occurs between those probes and the patient's sample, there's a fluorescent label that gets attached, and then a machine is used to read the fluorescence at each one of those over 230,000 little spots, and we'll go ahead and assign a genotype at each of those locations, and that's how we read it.
Wow. That's something I never learned during vet school. So this is definitely a great learning show here at Pause and Listen. I think that's one of the purposes of why I wanted to start this show is to help educate. And I just learned something through that process, too. That is fascinating. How many samples do you guys run a day or a month or a year? Or yeah, give me some idea on the scope of the number of samples that are being run.
Yeah, so we've run over 1.5 million dogs currently, and
wow.
That's since 2015. So if you break that down by day or month, it's a lot of samples.
Yes, yeah, that's amazing. And I'm assuming you're doing more and more now than you were, let's say, a year ago or 6 months ago even.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So then the results get emailed back to you and as well as go to your veterinarian, is that correct?
So if the sample is done at the veterinarian, so like through one of the CaraVet clinics, mm-hmm. the results are actually going to go back to the veterinarian first so that they can review them, make a plan, and then they can go to the pet owner. But if you do it on your own, it'll just go straight back to the pet owner. And then that pet owner has the opportunity to share those results with the veterinarian.
That's
so great. It just depends on how you order.
And we're going to jump into here in a moment of all the different things you can learn when we get back from break. But I think what Jenna just said was really important. I think when we think about this is data, this is information, this is as a veterinarian, the more I know about that dog that I'm working with, the better I can do for that pet. Just like I want to know what their weight is, what their breed is, what their body temperature is, what their activity levels are, what their heart sounds like, all those sorts of things. Think of their DNA as additional information, which we're going to dive into all the information you learn, which is the fascinating part when we get back from break. So this is Peter Brown with Pause and Listen here every Saturday from 2 to 3.
Northwest traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Tukwila on 405 northbound, a state route 181 and West Valley Highway, an earlier collision that was blocking the HOV lane has been cleared. Still seeing a little bit of slow traffic from around I-5 as the last of those backups get moving once again. However, on 405 northbound, just south of 44th Street in Newcastle, we're seeing growing delays. A earlier collision there is continuing to block the two left lanes. Things currently stop and go from state route 169. Delays of around 55 minutes there. Tukwila to Bellevue northbound in about 65 minutes. Continuing to see delays as well on northbound state route 167. Those slowdowns extending back from 405 to just south of 180th Street. Some of them are running on northbound 167, taking around 40 minutes right now. Time now for our weather, sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services. Today, we're going to have chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Highs of 61 degrees until tonight. Chance of showers going to stick around then. Lows of around 50 degrees. Our next Northwest traffic at 2:34. I'm Sam Rongvi.
On your feet. On your knees. Blue Oyster Cult is back. Live in concert. December 5th at Muckleshoot Casino Event Center. All the hard rock anthems. Tickets on sale now at muckleshootcasino.com/entertainment. Feel the thunder. A Blue Oyster Cult.
The holidays start here at Fred Meyer with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. Whether you're making a traditional roasted turkey or spicy turkey tacos, your go-to shrimp cocktail, or your first Cajun risotto, Fred Meyer has all the freshest ingredients to embrace your traditions. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Right now, you'll find fresh deals on delicious asparagus. It's on sale for just $1.79 a pound with your card and digital coupon. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, are you over 30? Let's talk about testosterone and performance. Your testosterone can decline at an average of 1 to 2% a year after you turn 30. And Revive Men's Health have been experts at treating men with low testosterone and ED since 2011. We're the clinic guys come to when their current treatment isn't working. They have a complicated medical condition, or they're just not happy with their performance. We love what we do and the patients we care for. You can ask our patients. We did, and we have a 99% patient satisfaction rate this year. Our patients even tell us we're more affordable than their insurance deductibles and copays. Let's get to the bottom of your issues and fix them. That's what we do, and we do it really well. Book your T-check and exam today. Call 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. Or send us a private message at revivemenshealth.com.
Labor Day is coming. A three-day weekend.
And the start of football.
So, what should we do?
Let's get a new TV. And this time, a good one.
Like a Samsung or LG or Sony?
Exactly. A top-rated model.
But those are expensive.
Not if we know where to shop.
Like online or at the club?
No way. At Video Only. They'll give us up to $500 for our old TV.
Off the sale price?
Yep. At Video Only, we can get the top-rated TV we want and pay less than online or at the club.
All right, let's go check out their deals, or...
we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't...
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
Northwest traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Newcastle on 405 northbound, just south of 44th Street, an earlier collision blocking the two left lanes has been cleared. However, things still stop and go from State Route 169. Delays of around 50 minutes there as those backups work to get moving once again. Tukwila to Bellevue on northbound 405, taking 65 minutes currently. Over on southbound 405, all lanes of southbound 405 are closed between State Route 515 and State Route 167 until 4:30 a.m. on Monday morning for road construction. Over on I-5, southbound Everett to Seattle, taking 35 minutes. Seattle to Everett in 25. Seattle to Tacoma in 30. Tacoma to Seattle taking 35. Time now for our weather, sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services. Chance of thunderstorms through this afternoon into tonight. Going to see highs of around 60, then cooling off to lows of around 50 degrees until Sunday, when that chance of rain sticking around highs near 55 degrees then. Our next Northwest traffic at 2:44. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back. This is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown. I'm host of Pause and Listen here. I'm with Jenna from Embark DNA Company, and we're talking about DNA testing of your dogs and the value of that. And once again, I'm the owner and founder of Cara Veterinarian. We have 10 locations here in the area. Just opened Roosevelt Animal Hospital here a couple months ago up in the North U District area, and really excited to also announce we're going to be coming to the Green Lake, Greenwood area with a hospital here coming up this spring. And go to caraveterinary.com. You can see all of my locations throughout the area. We have a great team of doctors, a great group of technicians and support staff. And we really love your pets. Cara means best friend, old friend. And that's really where I design our company. And we want, you know, we are friends for you as the human that comes attached to the dog, but also for the dogs and cats that come in. And so go to the website, caraveterinary.com. Look at our sites. We also have a Pause and Listen landing page there. So all previous episodes are loaded up in there. You can listen to those if you want to hear all different subjects and topics we've done. In addition there, you can also leave suggestions or specific questions about your pets that I personally will get back to you on, or form ideas for different future shows. But today's topic is DNA and dog DNA. And Jenna, you'd mentioned, you know, the results come back 3 to 4 weeks, and they come back either to the veterinarian, who then can work with the pet owner, or they come directly to the pet parent, who can then work with the veterinarian. But what all do I learn? Like, is this more than this is 10% Irish or something? What all do I learn through this?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can actually learn a lot of things about your dog from a DNA test. So of course, as you mentioned, the first thing that most people think of is going to be breed mix and, you know, our mixed breed dogs. So this can actually be really, really difficult to determine visually. And I like to use the example that a lot of golden retriever mixes are black, which is something that a lot of people just don't realize. So
that's where the whole, it must be part lab, must be part black lab. Yep, is that where that probably comes from?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's something that a lot of people don't realize. So certainly breed mix is one thing that we can learn. Our company is currently also testing for over 250 known inherited health conditions. So our testing can determine if individuals who are not affected by the disease might also be able to pass it on to their offspring. So in addition to determining who is at risk, we also know if they have the potential to pass that on. And then we can also test for about 35 or so different physical traits. So that's things like coat color, coat type, coat length, and estimated body size.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's fascinating. So thinking of the breeds, I'm always excited to see that. I think it's really fascinating and interesting. And talk to me a little bit about how you think of the accuracy of the breed. I know that's always this question that comes up is like, I can't believe there's some Chihuahua in this dog or whatever. And how do you approach like the accuracy of the breed DNA portion of things?
Yeah, sure. So just kind of a brief rundown of how it actually works is that we analyze breed ancestry by comparing a dog's DNA to our reference database of dogs from over 350 breeds, types, varieties. And our reference database has over 25,000 dogs in it. So it is a very, very robust reference panel. Mm-hmm. So how it works then is our algorithms are going to match segments of shared DNA against dogs in that reference panel. So when those segments match, that indicates that DNA came from a shared ancestor of a particular breed. So we call that identical by descent. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So for dogs that are, you know, kind of several generations removed, maybe very, very mixed from their purebred ancestors, some of those DNA portions that are matched become kind of too short for us to really reliably attribute to any one breed. So that's the percentage of DNA that will show up as super mutt in a dog's Embark results. Mm-hmm. So we will give you our best guess on those, but that's not gospel. So we can get it accurately with about a 99% accuracy down to about 5% of the ancestry.
That's great. And some of my favorite dogs I've ever worked with would probably be classified as super mutts. So I think that's that could be a huge compliment if your pet does test that way. I think, you know, the breed is obviously there's a fun factor, but I think as a veterinarian, it's also really important for me to know what breed is there, because there are certain, as you well know, Jenna, that there are certain genetic indications of what may happen, you know, whether it's glaucoma risk in different breeds, whether it's, you know, splenic cancer or different types of cancers that we see in different breeds. And so having that knowledge that it's not just a black dog that, you know, we call lab mix in the computer, right? Actually knowing what's there actually can really help guide that care of that pet through that. So we think of the breed as fun, but it's actually a lot more than that. So yeah, we're going to jump to break here right now. When we come back, we're going to talk about the specific DNA tests we can go for. This is Peter Brown with Pause and Listen.
If you own or operate a manufacturing business, Impact Washington can help you boost productivity and profitability while cutting costs. Just ask Rob, president of Plum Signs.
We're a family-owned business. We fabricate, install, and service signs of all kinds.
How did they help in today's environment?
Impact Washington helped us narrow down and define our weaknesses in our COVID workplace plan, allowing our employees to feel safe when they come to work. And knowing that we had the tools to help them, it's allowed us to move through COVID and be an essential business.
And Impact is helping you grow?
Yesterday, we started a new journey with them, which is the education of our company. It was really positive. I think the expectation is an 80% revenue growth and a 40% efficiency growth. I'm excited about that.
You'd recommend?
There's a lot to offer there. The education they bring to the table is powerful.
Boost productivity, profitability, and cut costs with Impact Washington. Schedule your free consultation. Go to ImpactWashington.org. ImpactWashington.org.
Tom Turner for Plateau Diesel Performance in Enumclaw. The finest group of diesel pickup truck, diagnostic, repair, and diesel performance techs in the area. Plateau Diesel is led by Chuck Arnold, who's simply the best in the business. And the combined crew experience totals more than 120 years. High integrity, superior customer service, and a big heart. That's Plateau Diesel. So if your diesel pickup truck has poor fuel economy or slows down on the hills, call Plateau Diesel at 844-6-DIESEL or click plateaudiesel.com.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there, and around there, and even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Northwest traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing delays on 405 northbound just south of 44th Street in Newcastle, and earlier collision block in the two left lanes has been cleared. However, things still stop and go from Route 169. Delays for around 35 minutes there as things get moving. Once again, Tuckwell to Bellevue taking around 55 minutes right now. Continuing to see delays as well on northbound Route 167. Those slowdowns extending back from 405 to just north of 180th Street. Sumner to Renton taking just over 40 minutes right now. Over on I-5 northbound, Seattle to Everett taking just over 25 minutes. Southbound Everett Route 2 Seattle. Seeing some delays, that taking just under 40 right now. Time for our weather, sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services. Today, seeing chances of showers and thunderstorms, staying mostly cloudy, highs near 61 degrees until tonight, when that chance of showers and thunderstorms going to stick around, lows of around 50 until Sunday. We'll see that chance of rain hanging around, highs near 55 degrees. Our next Northwest traffic at 2:54. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Thanks for listening on this beautiful cloudy Saturday afternoon here in Seattle. And I'm really happy to have Jenna here from Embark DNA. And we're talking about dog DNA testing. And Jenna, thanks again for joining today via the phone line from Denver. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
It's really nice to have you here. And this is a really important subject we're talking about today. And I think sometimes people think of DNA testing purely from, oh, that's cool, that's interesting to know. But there's actually a lot of health benefits and some very life-saving health things we can learn. So beyond the breed, give us some overview of other things that Embark is helping us learn about that your dog's DNA.
Yeah, so for me, and likely for you as veterinarians, of course, the specific predispositions to known health conditions are going to be the most important thing, you know, that we do. So our testing is reliably able to tell you if a patient is at risk for those known inherited health conditions.
Give me a couple examples of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So in some cases, this knowing about these risks before a pet starts to show symptoms mean that we can alter a dog's care to hopefully avoid that disease altogether. So there are certain types of bladder stones that some dogs are genetically predisposed to forming. So starting those pets on a prescription diet can sometimes prevent those bladder stones from ever forming. And then you're saved, you know, an expensive surgery or potentially a urethral obstruction, which can certainly be life threatening. And there are other examples as well.
Yeah, I think the bladder stones is interesting, right? I think, Jenna, you just said that. So if I, as a veterinarian, if your dog's coming to me and I know this information, right? One, prescription diet. Obviously, prevention is always the key. We can go through a whole life without actually having a bladder stone become an issue that way. But there's also, I would probably take a look with the ultrasound of that bladder of that pet every year. And let's find that stone if it does occur when it's really small, rather than all of a sudden Saturday night, your dog can't go to the bathroom because there's a stone blocking it, right? And so then you're next thing you know at an emergency clinic, and that's life-threatening and all sorts of factors with that. So that little bit of information, which is only a small part of what the whole DNA profile is going to show you, can impact that pet's life dramatically. I know one that I see fairly frequently is susceptible to disc disease or back disease. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So that genetic variant or mutation is kind of a two-parter, if you will. So this is an FGF4 retrogene on chromosome 12.
I hope everybody's writing that down, so that we will test you later. So yeah.
so this will increase the quote-unquote risk for two different conditions. So the first of those is chondrodystrophy. And that is just a physical trait of a short leg, long bodied appearance. So that's going to be breed standard and expected for breeds like the Dachshund, the Corgi, you know, things that we have selectively bred to be kind of long and low. But the second part of this variant is it increases the risk for type 1 intervertebral disc disease. So the intervertebral disc normally sits between the bones in a dog's spine and serves as a little cushion between them. So what happens with type 1 intervertebral disc disease is the outer portion of that disc becomes hardened and calcified, which if it ruptures can allow the soft center portion of that disc to escape and push on the spinal cord. So symptoms that we might see with that condition would range anywhere from just, you know, mild pain in the back or neck all the way up to paralysis of the back legs or even all four legs in some cases. And it often does require surgery to address fully. So dogs that have this genetic risk, we know to make some lifestyle changes in them. So we're going to want to keep them at a lean body condition. We know that dogs that are overweight are at increased risk for having disc disease. And we're going to want to take some steps to minimize the stress on that spine. So using stairs or ramps to get up on the couch, you know, not letting him fly on and off the couch totally unabated. Having a little bit more controlled activity, having regular low impact exercise, kind of avoiding a weekend warrior type of thing, all of that sort of stuff.
That's great. And listening to you talk, it just brought me to a little bit of kind of to the human side of things. So you think about if your mother or father had skin cancer, you're probably going to be extra cautious about being out in the sun. If your mother or father developed had a heart condition or had a heart attack, you're probably going to change some of your lifestyle to help prevent that. And that's really kind of what we're talking about. We're learning information about this pet that we didn't know before. And we can change things about how we live with that pet, just like we do for ourselves, right? We're hopefully looking at, you know, every time I go to the doctor, I fill out one of those forms that, you know, five generations back, if anything's happened, I'm like, I don't remember my great grandma, but whatever, learning all this information. And it's the same. We're doing this in a much more scientific way and a much more accurate way. And often we don't know. I mean, when I adopt a pet out of one of the rescue organizations, I have no idea if that mother developed splenic cancer or had intervertebral disc disease and who knows who dad was, right? So this information is really important. One other area that I've seen of, and I know that my alma mater, Washington State University, did a lot of the early research on this, is related to MDR. MDR1, and it's a mutation. Can you describe that a little bit? Because you'll do a much better job describing it than I could.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, but sure, I'm happy to. So MDR1, it stands for multi-drug resistance, but really it's a multi-drug sensitivity. So patients with either one or two copies of that gene mutation are sensitive to certain classes of medications. And usually those are going to be chemotherapy or anesthetics or some parasite medications. So these dogs are otherwise perfectly normal, completely unaffected. You'd never know that they had any kind of gene mutation going on until they run into one of these drugs and potentially have an adverse reaction. So this is one thing that is very, very helpful to know before that patient runs into one of those medications so that we know that we need to avoid or dose reduce certain medications in these guys.
Yeah, and I think I reflect back to my career. So I graduated from vet school in 91. And, you know, over the first 10 years of my career before MDR1 was recognized as a mutation and before we had the ability to test, I had a couple pets have anesthetic deaths. And obviously, it's the most crushing thing or one of the most crushing things that can ever happen to you as a doctor. And I often think back of were those MDR1 mutations that we didn't even know that existed at that time. And breed-wise, we often think of MDR1 as collies. But give me a little bit more. It's obviously a lot more than just collies. So what different breeds do you see that mutation in?
Yes. So the old adage was white feet don't treat, right? Meaning the herding breeds that tend to have the white collar, the white feet, we are thinking those are going to be more susceptible to these medications that we might use. And this is, of course, before we knew what the mutation was, MDR1 and all of that. But we see it actually pretty frequently in pit bulls and pit bull mixes. And I just saw one come through the other day that was a Chihuahua mix, which nobody would ever assume.
right. In the past, we probably never even tested those to even know if that was a possibility. Okay, interesting. Yeah. So you would say all, you know, essentially all breeds, especially your mixed breeds, but and some of your white feet don't treat. I actually never heard that before, but I actually like that. And then I think the other part of that is these aren't rare medications we're talking about. These medications that they are sensitive to and potentially fatally reactive to are in every single clinic, right? They are common use of anesthesia. At all of our hospitals and me as a veterinarian, we would put in, once we knew that pet was MDR1, it was top front page of the chart, a big alert that popped up because we have choices, right? So we can use medications as alternatives to the drugs that we know that they're resistant to. Cancer treatment's probably the hardest because there's not a lot of drug options, but thankfully most pets aren't going through chemotherapy. But the parasiticides and the anesthetics are obviously, I mean, we're using these products every day. So yep. Highly recommend you guys, even if you don't care what breed it is, even if you're not worried about other issues, test these dogs for MDR1. You will learn more than just that, but it'll give you a lot of peace of mind. And myself as a veterinarian, I want that information. Yeah. So thinking of DNA testing and thinking of the advances since Embark started, talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing as like the future of this and where is this going? And is there more we're going to learn? And how do you think over the next decade is DNA testing going to impact our ability to take care of those dogs that we love?
Yeah, so I think we're constantly learning more about the genome and how genes are controlled, so gene expression. And we have made a few genetic discoveries actually with our Embarked dogs. So we do recommend that everybody who has an Embarked dog go ahead and fill out their annual health survey, because that will give us information on all of these dogs were diagnosed with this condition. Well, let's go back and look at their genome to see if we can find a connection between all of them and see if we can find some gene mutations that may be contributing to this disease. And I think we're likely to move on in, kind of the canine genetic space in general into more polygenic or multi-gene conditions. So things like hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia, hoping to elucidate the underlying genetics of conditions that are a little bit harder to predict. Mm-hmm.
And so what you mean by that? So for listeners that don't know, hip dysplasia is like your hips not, or their hip, or it could be our hip, we get hip dysplasia too, is not formed exactly right, right? You think of the hip as like a ball and socket type. And if it doesn't fit exactly right, essentially think of that ball bouncing inside that socket a little bit, right? Eventually that leads to arthritis and pain and all of that. And so when you're talking multi-gene, there's more than one gene that's actually determining that, right? If they have hip dysplasia, right?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. That makes complete sense. Yeah. So that's really fascinating. So you do have these pet parents fill out you ask them and hopefully they fill out annual health. So just for specifics, let's say you find there's this trend of a spleen tumor. And then you might be able to go back and look historically and say, wow, we could have predicted that based off of this genetics and learn that for the future. Is that kind of in the real basic terms?
Yep. That's the idea.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So we're going to need to jump to break here in just a minute. And one of the reasons I love this Pause and Listen show is I learn something every day here too. Every time we do one of these shows, and really happy to have Dr. Jenna from Embark here with us today. And go to embarkvet.com, learn more, submit questions to carveterinary.com, and we'll be back right after the break. Nice job. So the next,
Thanks.
Maya Heights, giving you a moment to dream. Consider an escape today at MayaHeights.com. Fly direct from Seattle to Belize and check into your private mountain cabin with swimming, hiking, and more. Plus, their true farm-to-table restaurant, grown and gathered on-site. Maya Heights Resort, part of Flower World, a world of adventure, and a whole lot more. MayaHeights.com.
I feel bad for the Johnson kids next door. Their parents just use their phone for home internet. So when everyone's online, it could be mad slow. Tom can barely play a full round of Horse Commander 3. Luckily, we get fast and reliable internet from Xfinity, so I can game while everyone's on with basically no interruptions.
Hey, Jess, can I, borrow some eggs?
You want a game here?
Please?
Now through December 21st, new customers can get 75 megabit internet on the next generation Xfinity 10G network for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
After promo, regular rates apply to internet service. Actual speeds vary.
Cancer has impacted my family. Perhaps it's impacted yours as well. Brian here, and I want you to know about Salish Cancer Center. With medical oncology care and naturopathic therapies all in one clinic, they treat the whole person. You've heard of the harsh side effects of some cancer treatments. Salish Cancer Center is different, offering a wide range of evidence-based therapies and immunotherapy to keep you strong throughout your treatment journey. Learn more at SalishCancerCenter.com. Salish Cancer Center, cancer care for all.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Northwest traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Seeing some minor delays in Newcastle on 405 northbound, just south of 44th Street. An earlier collision that was blocking the two left lanes has been cleared. Delays of a few minutes there as the last of those backups get moving once again. Took Willett to Bellevue on northbound 405, taking just over 20 minutes. Once you get up a little further on 405 northbound, if you head out from Woodinville to Monroe on eastbound State Route 522, we're seeing delays there as well. Woodinville to Monroe, 405 out to US 2, taking around 40 minutes. You keep heading up north, Bellevue to Bothell in about 15 minutes. Southbound 405 Bothell to Bellevue in just under 10. Time now for our weather, sponsored by Northwest Crawl Space Services. Today, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Going to have a high near 60 degrees until tonight, when things are going to cool off a little bit. Lows of around 50 degrees. Sunday, chance of showers, highs near 60 degrees. Sunday night, chance of rain, lows of around 50. Our next Northwest traffic at 3:04. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Paws and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Wow, this hour has gone really fast. So, Jenna, thanks again for being with us. We're talking dog DNA, and we have one of the world-renowned, could we call you world-renowned? Geneticists out there in the veterinary world, Jenna from Embark, and she's calling in today from Denver and or from Colorado, and really excited to hopefully educate you guys on something that's really important and also really fun, right? The breed reveals are actually a really fun thing to do, and I love having clients try to guess. I have that piece of paper in my hand. I'm like, we take even little bets around the room and between the whole family and have a lot of fun with that. So but I also want to make sure we understand the impact to that pet's life, having this information and our ability to prevent disease, which I think when we took our oath as veterinarians, that's one thing that, you know, we are here for pets. And one of those is how can we prevent? So thank you so much for what you do with Embark and how you're helping would you say 1.5 million dogs so far that you guys have tested?
Over 1.5 million.
Yeah. Wow. That's unbelievable. And hopefully a few more coming from Seattle after listening to the show here today. So yeah, thank you. So Jenna, can you remind us on how do we order a test and what's that kind of process look like?
Yes. Yeah, so you can order directly from our website. That's embarkvet.com. And we do also sell kits on Chewy and Amazon as well, if that's easier.
Okay, great. And just a reminder, all 10 of our car veterinary hospitals have Embark tests there. We can go ahead and swab for you. And obviously, even if you get the tests done directly, we love going over those. So make sure you bring those in. It's a critical part of your health records onto that. So once again, thank you for being on today. Really, I'm excited to be with everybody out there today. Once again, this is Pause and Listen, where every Saturday from 2 to 3 here on Northwest News Radio. Come listen to previous previous shows on carveterinary.com and click the landing page, pause and listen. Everybody, we're really excited to bring future subjects to you. Don't hesitate to leave suggestions and topics that you'd like to cover in the future, and go out there, enjoy your dogs and cats, and have fun and enjoy the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Bye for now.
Preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Carr Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit carveterinary.com.
Do you suffer from hodgepodgeitis? I'm Don McDonald, and hodgepodgeitis is a disease of your investment portfolio whose symptoms include lots of stocks, loads of random loaded mutual funds, and maybe an annuity or two. Most who suffer from hodgepodgeitis dread opening their quarterly portfolio statements. They feel lost and confused. Investing seems overwhelming and the financial future uncertain. If you believe you suffer from hodgepodgeitis, see a 100% fiduciary investment advisor immediately. A proper diagnosis is the first step to creating a portfolio with a purpose based on a personal plan. Start on the road to recovery now by scheduling a free meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. There is no cost, obligation, or high-pressure sales pitch. Take the first step at TalkingRealMoney.com. Or call 800-386-3004. Hodgepodgeitis is not a real disease, but treating it has been shown to improve mood, reduce fear, and even lead to a brighter financial future. Results may vary.
Tom Turner and another success story from Kirkland Transmission.
Pat in Coopville, welcome to KVI.
Thanks for recommending Kirkland Transmission, and called you a couple weeks ago with my F-150. Took it to Kirkland Transmission. Very respectful. Let me tell him what I thought the problem was. He had parts there ahead of time. I thought I got pretty lucky.
Tony Wood is a consummate professional.
Well, I told him he lived up to his reputation.
That's absolutely true.
Call Andy, Tony, and the crew at Kirkland Transmission. 425-822-3131.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.